Welcome to the Big Fucking Feelings Podcast, a show on how to use psychology to process your emotions, train your brain, and deal with being a human. And now, me, your host, psychology major, corporate badass, and certified life coach, Michelle Kevill. Hello, I hope you're well, and if not, I got you, at least you are here. My name is Michelle Kevill, and I help high-achieving corporate women feel passionate about their job again. I am so excited for this episode. I've had such, like, I've hit an amazing piece of growth. I don't know what the word is for it, but it's amazing. I want to share it with you. I work through it with my coach. It is such an insight that is going to serve you for your entire career. I'm so glad that I figured this out, and I could only do it through getting coached one-on-one, which is why I'm always promoting this type of stuff and my own program, the Epic Work and Life program, because I get into your brain, I pull this type of stuff out, you see things from new perspectives, and then you go out and you achieve those motherfucking goals. Whether it's getting promoted or getting that new project or changing jobs, whatever it is. And it's just purely through seeing a thought error that you've had this whole time. And it's so interesting. Like, if I look back and listen to all the episodes, you are just there with me through my own growth as well. This type of stuff just gets escalated when you're working with a one-on-one coach because they are in your brain, which is why, like, oh my God, the goals that you'll have that will probably take you years to build, get fast track in 6 months because we just deal with your mind drama and bullshit. And I am just about almost fully booked. I have one spot left. So if you are interested, book in a discovery call. If you're sitting on the fence, book in a discovery call so you can see if this is a right fit for you. Because you could be like missing out on such a great, fantastic solution. Seriously, guys, I'm just, oh my God. Anyway, let's get into today's episode. Still workshopping the title here, but what I've got now is, are you giving up your authority in the workplace and not even knowing about it? Like, completely just giving up your ownership, your expertise, your knowledge, and it's not in the way you think. It is not to do with imposter syndrome or anything like that. Let's pretend you're in a meeting, right? You're in a meeting, this whole heap of senior stakeholders, different levels, and you're in the room and you are presenting some facts and you're doing a really good presentation. You're really engaged. You're really like charismatic and bubbly and everything's like feeling really good. And then after the meeting, you receive some feedback that maybe you were a little bit like a bit too bright, a bit too bubbly, a bit too much. And you sit there and you wonder, what? I'm so confused here. Like, I did such a good presentation. People were really engaged. I was so happy with that. You were taking it on so seriously. You feel so absolutely hurt by it. And you were just thinking that you are not allowed to show up as your authentic self in the workplace. Now, for my regular listeners, this might be touching on something for you because I had a recent episode on this about how to show up authentically in the workplace. I'm going to link that episode and this one all together perfectly at the very end. But during what's happening, you start to wonder then, it starts to make you question your abilities, you doubt yourself, and then there's almost like an internal flight or fight, an internal battle between you wanting to show up as you, but also another part of you that is like, I really want to be able to take on this feedback and I really want to be able to incorporate it. Here's a problem with this feedback that you're actually receiving. It's just a statement, and the statement actually doesn't make sense. Because let me tell you what happened with me recently and what my own coach picked up very clearly with me. She had also picked up on this very bright, bubbly, like, attitude and personality and called it out. However, she did not say you're too bubbly. She just said your amazing, you know, bubbly personality may be getting in the way of your authority. And I went, whoa, what do you mean by that? And she elaborated on how whilst being bright, bubbly, it's, you know, whatever, great, it also takes away from your authority in the room from other people when they're dealing with a serious matter. Think about like a surgeon. You're going into surgery, you're really nervous and scared about it, and there's a doctor who is being, like, let's take an extreme example, just really silly about the whole thing. It kind of puts you on edge and you lose that trust. And it's like the penny finally dropped for me. Because I've also heard this throughout my career. And I did do an episode on how to show up as your authentic self and how, and also when to discern what feedback you want to take on as well. The challenge I was having with this is I myself could not read beyond that statement of I am bubbly. And I had a lot of attachment to it as well, right? It is, I am a bubbly, nice person. It's who I am. It's who I, what I value about myself. No one was able to, unlike a coach, explain to me specifically why that was a problem in a way that made sense for me in my brain. And that is the fucking power of coaching and why everyone should have a coach and everyone should do this, because it finally, it's like it finally clicked for me. I was like, oh my God. And now I am so much more stronger in discerning who I want to be, how I want to show up in different scenarios. And I don't feel like, and I did a lot of work on this, but I still felt like I had to pick and choose as to when to kind of tone myself up or down. And I realized now that it made sense, now that it was like, oh my God, my authority gets taken away when I am going into this hyper bubbly mood. I totally understand what I need to do now. It made all sense because of all the coaching that I received. So what do I mean by this? Well, think about it, right? You're in a room with really senior people. What do we as women typically want to do? We want to make people happy. We want to make people like us. We want to control how people feel, their emotions, etc. And what do women typically do is they do a fawn response. And my fawn response is to be hyper charismatic, very bubbly, very warm, you know, creating that like warm environment for other people. And I thought about this so clearly the other day when I was getting coached on this, right? I don't do this when, on the flip side, say I am like managing a project and I'm trying to get something really complex done. My energy, because I started observing when I'm bubbly and when I'm not bubbly. When I'm bubbly is when I am put on stage, typically when I'm presenting and stuff. And, you know, in general in life, but I'm talking about specific work examples. When I'm not bubbly, when I am more that I'm having my authority and owning my power is when I'm directing and leading something like a full-on project. Because I'm sitting there in control, I'm really caring about this thing. And then it occurred to me that on the flip side, it is the same thing for these people here. Doesn't mean I don't care about what I do. But in the moment, if my fawn response is kind of kicking in to be like, I want to diffuse tension, I don't want people to feel upset a certain way, and my natural reaction is to bring this bubbly energy, it's actually going to put off the a completely different energy and vibe that I want to bring, which is that I do care and I am very serious about it and I do have ownership of this. And what was so like kind of frustrating as well is that I've heard this comment my whole career, but it was only through coaching that it finally solidified in a way that I wasn't berating myself for either, because I did a lot of work to kind of unpack this around why it was, you know, a sore point for me. And I realized it's because the statement that was said, it's just like, I'm bubbly. And for me, I'm very big on, and what? Like, I don't understand. How is being bubbly ever really a problem? And even in the scenarios that were described, it was like, but I was just talking about the problem and just being myself versus, and when you do that, you can give off the impression that you're giving up authority, that you are not the expert in that problem. And I take zero offense to that statement, because to me, that is just something that I need to redirect my energy towards in order to change, like, you know, the mood of the room or in the energy, you know what I'm talking about here. That's like, oh, okay, that is just something that I need to shift a little bit back into and just notice when I'm doing that in order to create that presence. You could say also like executive presence to really amplify that. And also it's just about finding that balance as well. Because like on the flip side, some people might be told they're too serious and then they need to pull back a little bit. And I wanted to talk about this because I hear so many women having this comment and problem. And I think there's two things. I think there is general, like, sure, sexism, misogyny and stuff like that. I think that's real. I think that does exist. And I also think you can tend to go into that defensive mode when it's almost feels like it's attacking us. It's like, how do I rationalize this? How do I deflect this away? Versus how does this attitude just impact the room or impact the project, etc. Like if you're taking it very neutrally. And I think it is a balance. I really do agree with that because I do believe that women especially are told all these messages, and I don't think guys are being told all the time, if ever, that they're too bubbly at the workplace. I think there is like literally women are more high pitched, and I'm not going to change my voice. I did a whole episode about this as well. I'm not going to change how I speak in a room so to be lower when this is just my voice. Like that is fine. What I'm talking about now is more of a mental and mindset shift, because it got me to then understand and think, wait a minute, I connected the dots and I realized that this is a fawn response. And it would have never popped up to me that I'm trying to fawn and trying to like, you know, diffuse emotions by being bubbly. Why? Because it is my personality. It is something that I've also been so praised about. It is a strength as well in my character and who I am. It's one of the reasons why like people who work with me, we gel together, like team bonding and all of that. It is also my strength. And for my strength to then get, you could say, attacked or criticized, it is challenging to then not bring it back onto yourself and think that there is a fault within yourself. Hence why with feedback, I always say you can pick and choose what feedback you want to like receive and operate, because it is so subjective. And if it was not for coaching, I wouldn't have had that mental shift where it is so different now. It's not like before I was like, oh my God, like great, I just can't be myself. Now it's like, oh, I get it. It's like, this is a response that I'm doing to try please others, like people pleasing. And I'm just not aware of it because it's so natural for me to be like this. And now I know what energy I need to bring into. It's the same energy that I have when I'm leading a project and I need to get shit done. That's the energy. And that energy, it's not abrasive. It's not too direct. It's that... it's like someone has control of the ship. Someone is leading the front. Someone knows what they're doing. I don't know how to, that's the word. It's grounded energy. That is what I needed to bring. I was like, I got it. I know what I need to do now. I need to bring grounded energy to these meetings. Sure, there's the argument that our thoughts don't cause other people's thoughts, blah, blah, blah. And models do have impacts on other models. When you are showing up with this type of energy, if deep down subconsciously, I'm still in this fawn response, because I'm like, I don't want to deal with tension or conflict, that is going to pop up. Even if I am interpreting it as this is good, this is fine. If I'm comfortable with that way of being in energy, it's just going to feel more natural to do that. So anything outside that, it's going to feel gross and icky, right? If I am trying to be too direct or something like that. But now that I'm aware of it, I'm not scared of it at all. And I just know exactly how I need to be showing up moving forward. And that is going to serve my whole fucking career. Like, I've already been promoted 2 times in under a year, and now I have this mental shift. It's just going to keep going from there. And I say that proudly because this is what you get when you get coached one-on-one. It's insane. Like, this could have taken me years to figure out, but it was literally said in like one coaching session. I think it was within like the first 20 minutes, and I just sat there like mind blown. I was like, oh my God, it makes so much sense. I understand what it means now and what I need to do. So for you, I want you to ask the same question, especially if you receive comments about being too bright, happy, bubbly, or whatever. How could it be taking away from your authority in meetings? And it's not to criticize or shame yourself or say that you can't be a certain way. It's to think about it from this perspective, right? And I think this is what happens. We're at a certain level and we care about things at our level in our world. And then we're working on projects which have like, you know, they affect like KPIs higher up. Let's be honest, they're not as important for us, but they are very important for those people at that level. And you want to be showing that same level of importance, just like when you're working on a project with someone, you want them to be just as caring and involved, whatever, with that project too. And if these people, right, think about it, like I'm talking really senior people, that like this is going to impact a whole KPI, potentially their bonus for a whole thing that they have to explain to someone else. That's all in your hands. Of course they want someone who's grounded. They want someone who is leading the ship. I'm giving you this massive mindset shift, we're basically free. Because I think it's so important, because I hear it all the time. I've heard it talked about on podcasts before, but I don't think I've heard it talked about this way. You can still honor yourself and your personality and just know how moving forward you want to show up in these certain meetings. But it's only when I got challenged, because that's what happened. I got really challenged on my own thought about this. I got challenged by a coach. We uprooted a whole heap of stuff and this popped up and is going to serve me not only in my coaching and at work. And it is fantastic. The ripple effects downward from this are going to be insane, especially as I am becoming, you know, more senior with my own corporate goals as well. And this will serve you too. I've just gone through a whole heap of mind drama and mind bullshit and just given it to you on a silver platter for you to have your own jumps and gains. So have a think about I just want you to write out where you're giving up your authority right now. Where are you dismissing it? Where are you giving up this energy when you go into a fawn response? The fawn response also for you might not be being bubbly. It could be defensiveness. It could be more direct. And ask yourself what the impacts are. And if you're on the other side of that, how is that going to transfer to you? Like how, if you're the observer of yourself, what would you be thinking? If this is something that you really cared about, like the surgeon example that I gave you. And all you need to do is just be aware of that for now. Just notice that. And I guarantee you, you will naturally start to shift into the right energy that you want to be in for that moment. And you will learn how to move between the grounded energy and when to use the bubbly energy and, you know, all those emotions. You'll be able to nurture through it. I feel so confident in doing that now because it just clicked for me so well. I know what they're looking for. I exactly know what I need to do and how I need to be. I need to be like I am with these projects. Yep. But here is the thing, and this is really important. You're going to have your own mind drama. You're going to have your own unique thoughts and things about this, that this podcast alone and the work that you're, the self-coaching you're doing by yourself, it's going to be nowhere near what it would be if you were working with me one-on-one and having me in your brain, helping you, fostering you in the right direction. It is completely different. And I was you only a few years ago. And instead of taking years to do that, I've created a 6-month fast track program, the Epic Work and Life program, to fast track your goals, to get you to whatever it is you want, that next promotion, more recognition from senior people, whatever it is, they get fast tracked because I'm in your brain and I'm helping you master these skills, but they're for your unique problems. And the whole program gets tailored and customized to each person. And one of the key skills that we will be learning is how to identify things like this for yourself and how to get better at doing it. Because me, I'm at such an advanced level that I am doing the same thing, but I did it right now with this. I took the work even deeper. And for you, it will be the same. And you will just keep refining those skills and you'll have it for life. And you get to apply it to everything at the end of it. Like, you know, kids, family, whatever, you can apply the same skill set. Because imagine what your life could be like in the next 6 months, not years, 6 months, where you are applying for that promotion confidently, you're in the meeting, you're talking to people about your key achievements, you're going through, people are noticing that shift in energy, you're so much more like confident and capable, you've got that groundedness to you. You want to go from anxious and frantic to grounded. Being grounded is such a powerful freaking energy. Like it is the energy that I am always taking now and even more like mindfully to my meetings. Because it really does set the tone for the room and it's so important as on the impact of other people, and that is what a leader needs to do. So take the plunge, take the next step in your career journey, achieve those goals faster. In the show notes, book in a discovery call with me. I'm going to take you through the program, how this applies to you and how it can help you and can really fast track these goals. All right, I'll see you next week. Hey. Are you feeling super overwhelmed on the weekend? You just cannot stop thinking about work and you really wish there was an off button. Well, you should sign up for my 5-day challenge, how to disconnect from work and enjoy your weekend again. in a way that actually works for you, not against you. Doom scrolling on social media or binging Netflix, that's a thing of the past. I'm going to teach you a secret that I only share with my one-on-one clients that I'll be sharing for free in this challenge. Over the next 5 days, we're going to go through why you keep worrying, how to handle the top three most common weekend worries, and a step-by-step guide on how to get you out of anxiety and back into calm so you can truly enjoy your time off. Link is in the show notes below to sign up. We start on Wednesday, the 22nd of November. I'll see you there.